pretty. Today is Mental Health Awareness Day. We've taken it upon ourselves to talk about it here for the last 30 minutes. We've had different stories from individuals going through depression, others who have overcame it, some who are in the middle of it right now with bipolar, for example. And today's the day to basically create awareness for mental issues.
And the reason we're talking about it, because I think it's important for everyone to know that it is okay to talk about these things, to admit to these things.
Don't be afraid.
I think it's really important to discuss it.
Do not be afraid to share it with your family, your friends. If you've got no one, seek a professional if you can. Talking about a professional, we've got Dr. Breyer on. She's the counseling psychologist and the head of the wellness department at Lighthouse Arabia. Hey, doctor.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, you've got the voice. You've already got the calming voice.
It's very calming, yeah.
lots of practice.
So tell us, we've only got a couple of minutes here, but you know, it's Mental Health Awareness Day. It's so important to talk about this in the public eye. What are your thoughts on, obviously, mental health issues, and what should we do if we're going through it right now?
Right. Well, like you've been saying, Chris, the most important thing is to reach out. So if you blew the meniscus ligament in your knee and you are hobbling around, no one would expect you to be able to run a marathon, nor would you keep it to yourself. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And mental illnesses are normal. Okay, we all get struggles. It exists on a continuum. Sometimes it's worse, sometimes it's better. There are risk factors. There's all sorts of things at play there. And being able to reach out for the appropriate help when you need it, just like if you had a knee injury, is so important. And we feel really strongly at Lighthouse about helping with the destigmatization of these things here, because suffering in silence is a road to the worsening of these conditions. And unfortunately, they have a lot of costs in health and productivity and work and all of that. But to me, the saddest part of it is the sort of life unlived. How creative might have that person be? How might that person have connected with their loved ones, et cetera? And those things can be sadly missed when somebody is suffering alone with a mental problem. So these are all treatable things, highly treatable, and it's about talking about it, getting yourself connected.
Yeah. All right, really well said. I like that. Yeah. If you've got a bad knee and you're hobbling around, you're not expected to run a marathon.
Exactly.
So if your mind's playing up a little bit, you know it's hard to do the daily things. So you're saying to seek help now. Now, I mean, if we don't think we need to seek help, but we're going through something, maybe it's a little issue. Are there any things that we can do day to day? Like, is it getting more sleep? Is it drinking more water? Are there any little tips that you can give us?
Oh, for sure. You know, there is sort of seven areas of life that if you're attending to, you're going to keep yourself as well as can be. And if you combine that with identifying, you know, sticky points or problem areas that you seek professional help, you're going to be doing as most you can for yourself. So that's sleep. That's practicing mindfulness. So that's being where you are, you know, and getting out of the habit of negative stories. That is eating whole food, staying away from toxins, so toxins in your environment, toxins in your relationships, moving your body every single day, connecting with your tribe, so creating like-minded folks around you that you connect with and you feel part of something, and engaging in meaningful activity, having purpose. You know, the opposite of depression isn't happiness, it's vitality. And when we see somebody, you know, going down into the spiral of depression, they disengage and they lose their vitality and their ability to contribute and be creative. And so attending to those sort of seven areas and consciously thinking creatively about how you might improve those areas of your life, you don't have to be perfect, you just have to be mindful of them.
You are amazing. In the 2 minutes that I've spoken to you, you've already given, I think, so many people more knowledge than they've ever had when it comes to mental health. It is Mental Health Awareness Day. If you need more information, Dr. Breyer, she's the counseling psychologist and the head of wellness department at Lighthouse Arabia. Doctor, thank you so much for those couple of minutes. And those seven tips were amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a happy Mental Health Awareness Day.